now? Have I goofed it up? To go back to talk about my dad a little bit, after he got through school, he came to Dallas and he went to business school and went to work for U.S. Rubber Company. I think I'm repeating myself. And then he took the civil service examination so he could work for the government and get a better job. And finally, he was called to work for the post office. And he worked for them and rest of his life. He wasn't delivering mail or anything, but he worked inside. He was a clerk and he sorted mail. And my mother never did work outside the home, but she started sewing. She had sewed nearly all of her life, and she made clothes for other people and all of the family when they came along. Okay, then in 1932, my brother Lowell was born. And we lived on a street about a block from the Dallas Zoo. And at night, I could hear the lions roaring, and that was kind of cool. And I, a lot of times, was hoping that they weren't going to get out of their cage and come and eat me up. Oh, gosh. Okay, then in my first school experience was at John F. Peeler, and we had moved to another street on Yarmouth Street, and my brother was born on Cumberland Street. But on Yarmouth Street, I had to walk about two blocks to John F. Peeler Grade School. And I think I went there for the second and third grade. But in the first grade is when I met my first boyfriend. And I'll have to tell you what I remembered most about that. On Valentine's Day, I remember one Valentine's Day, Teddy Dye was his name. And Teddy brought me a little homemade, school-made Valentine. He did that all day on Valentine's Day. And then after school was out, he came down to my house on his bike and gave me a big bought Valentine. I was so excited. But anyway, that was just kids' stuff, and I later knew him vaguely after I was married and lived out of Texas. He was in the same high school I was in. But we never carried on our affair after that, sadly. Okay. In 1934, my young brother was born, George. And it happened to be on my birthday. And I've heard this story that when Mom was about to deliver him, she had an exam at her doctor's, and she was just due any minute. And she asked the doctor if he could do anything to allow him to be born on my birthday. And I think this was on the day before my birthday. He said, well, you could try taking a dose of castor oil when you go to bed, you know, tonight, and we'll see how that works. So she did, and he did. He was born on my birthday, and what a birthday present that was for my seventh birthday. Okay, and in 1936, my dad got the urge to buy some kind of farmland property out of the city. I don't know if they called them suburbs then, but he found this little house out in a place called Arcadia Park. And I started there in the fourth grade. Somehow or other, I had to skip a half of a grade when I moved because the schools operated on two semesters. And so I went to the 4.5 grade. I was another semester away from the fifth grade, but I skipped a half grade then, and I skipped a half grade later in school somewhere. And so I skipped a whole year of school eventually. So I loved the school. It was just a little school, and they had a wonderful teachers, wonderful principal. And I lived actually about a block away from school, maybe a little bit more. And I tell people I would wait till the first bell rang, and then I ran down to school before the tardy bell rang. But that's probably stretching it a little bit. Okay, let's see. Did I pause?